Salam everybody. Welcome to the mission conversation room. We did not read the introduction today, since you already know the introduction and familiar with the mission and the procedure here. So we go right into the conversation. And as usual, we're mostly here to discuss the mission and many aspects of the mission with one another. Of course, if no one asking any questions, we will repeat the revelation and discuss why this is the only true and viable revelation from God, and there is no one in the whole universe can claim to be what we claim we have here. You can see the desperation in human on earth at this time. They take anybody with a little truth or little realization as to be what we have been claimed for more than 20 years. They accept such a claim without even realizing the claimant has not really fulfilled everything that has been foretold the claimant should have or fulfill. So they are desperate and they hang into any small light they find as the beacon that this mission is. Therefore, it is our responsibility again to reach out and let everybody know the beacon is here. Therefore, do not stop by the candles or small lights, but go to the sun, which is more truth than anything has come to humanity to this point. Of course, maybe that's too much of a light blinds those people whose eyes are not used to so much light, and they might not be able to see anymore because it's too much. But that's okay. We're looking for those that their eyes are used to light and they want the sun, not a candle, not a lamp, but the whole truth, which is based on all the foretold prophecies of this coming. So we will be patient and be late until everybody sees that they have to become a productive member of this community. And if you are not reaching out, if you are not dedicating your life to this cause, if you are not completely dedicated to spread the message, then your faith will not be strong and the kingdom will be delayed. I was talking to someone the other day, and the discussion was when the kingdom will come. And the conclusion was, really, a lot of it depends on human also. God adjusts himself according to human response to him. The sooner people come together, create some supplies, become productive members of this community, and this community in God's revelation becomes first in their lives and reach to those that they also have been called to come to this truth and join together, the more delay is going to be coming of the kingdom. See? And the person said, he can't believe God's revelation is based on human reaction. And that's why human has the free will. You can choose, come here to see this truth, go to our website, see the revelation, opening of the seven seals, revelation of the book, sealed with the seven seals, fulfillment of all the prophecies, and even more there that we haven't even touched. No matter what prophecy you can go and read, you see, wow, this is also about this mission. No matter what, where, and how. So there are even more to find, and there are treasures that we have not yet dug out for humanity. What we have already is too much. There's still, of course, humans hanging into the dogmas. When we can see all the signs on earth is pointing to the end time, materialist tendencies, the decline of the great values. The prophecies clearly says when human values based on their material possession and no longer the higher values are respected or encouraged, then it is an end time. But the justice is as important, that truthfulness is not a virtue. When you can get away with anything, you can get away with. And everything that has been prophesied at the end time will be there, it's there. Therefore, a sensitive person, and a spiritual person, is completely cut off from this setup. And that's exactly what is being prophesied will happen at end time, and it is then that the seventh angel in Revelation, the last revelation of God, will come to humanity and unify all the religions of the world and call on the elect and bring them together and create a society that these new elects are going to become the seed of coming of the kingdom and the golden age. And we are at it, in it. And we are in that time that this call has gone out to humanity. But Maya has become also strong and powerful, and forces against the seventh angel, and this revelation is great. From economical realities, from social movements, from spiritual understanding, from dogmas, from separation between religion, you name it, the opposition is there and fighting against this truth. That's why we need the elect. We need to call those who are not affected with this amazing Maya that has swept the earth, and they have absolutely taken over all aspects of human life. The values is no longer encouraged. The great values are not taught. And that is when Krishna clearly says, my spirit will rise on earth and bring back the truth to humanity, and eventually the essence of God's plan and will come to man, and it has. Our teaching is the essence and the most direct path to God. And this is the message we have to give to humanity at this time. Don't worry about war, destruction, and all the Maya that is pulling you out to the world. But concentrate on the revelation, the teaching, the message, and seek those who are also called to see this vision. Don't see just the vision. Become the vision. Become the truth. Become mission and our teachings. Seeing the vision is great, but becoming the vision is even greater. If you haven't seen the vision, of course you have been called for. If you have seen the vision, but you are not it yet, you still have a long way to go. Becoming the vision means that vision is the paramount in your life, and that vision is what your life should be based on. If you become the vision, then you seek to follow eternal divine path. You meditate, you concentrate, you contemplate, you read, you search, you understand, and you will see that the salvation of man individually and collectively is based on the eternal divine path. That is the essence of God's will. If humanity realizes that essence, then they have a great grip of the truth and the revelations of God and the way back home, back to Godhead. So, indeed, when you go to God, you do have to leave everything behind. If anything is in your way to God and they are not coming with you, you indeed have to leave them. You're right. Leave your parents, wives, and children. Indeed, that is a personal decision, and those who become the vision, if those who are with them will not come with them to fulfill that vision, they have no choice but to leave them to God and continue toward the fulfillment of God's calling for them. That is the individual understanding of each person's life, and those who are absolutely dedicated to God and His will drop everything and go to God. Who is God's reminder? That is the question. Just like explaining God. God is generator, operator, and destroyer. God is everything and beyond. God is not explainable, but it is an experience. If you have experienced God, then you don't need explanation. How many people have been trying to explain God for centuries and thousands of years, and book has been written to explain Him? And still the question remains, who is God? Why they have not been able to explain? If He was explainable, it should have been explained by now, and everybody would know the meaning of God, and who is He, and what is it? the conclusion is God is not explainable. But those who have experienced God have come back to humanity and said, yes, there is God, and you are a part of Him. A spark of God is within you, and if you meditate and purify yourself with the grace, you also will experience Him.
Or her, or it, whatever you want to call it.
So, we can see that the only way to really know God is to experience Him. And that is why the first step in the eternal divine path is meditation. Awakening of the spiritual forces and knowing the self, Atman, which is same as God. That is the first step. When you experience God, then everything else in this world will fade away, and you say, yes, I know God, and I don't need explanation. He has created everything. He has sent all the revelation, and He has revealed the scriptures to humanity, and what you say is the truth. Because He also said that there's going to be seven revelations, seven seals, and no one has opened the seven seals but this mission. Therefore, no matter who is out there and they're claiming to be the seven angels, the Kalki avatar, the Maitreya, this and that, you simply tell them, did you open the seven seals? Have you revealed the book for us, sealed with the seven seal? Because only one person can do that. And if you see that clearly, then you have a good grip of the truth, and you will not be confused with the amazing confusion out there and the pools that are in all levels of human existence, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We are bombarded with information, with claims, with pulls that really needs a strong person to be able to withstand them and say, no, I will not be pulled with all this Maya. So, the Maya even is stronger now for humanity. The pull of the world is stronger. And all levels of human existence have lost it. Lost the touch of God and the Spirit. Just sheer energy. We were just explaining that, yes, God is unexplainable. You ask me, who's God? And the answer was, you have to experience God. That's why in our teaching, who is for us? Humans. Who is for us? Humans. What do you mean by that? Sheer energy. Who is for us? Human. Who is He for us? Okay, if anybody understands what sheer energy means, you know, put it in a way, who is, you know, please talk, take the mic. Yeah, if you want, you can raise your hand and I'll let you have, what is He for us? Oh, you mean, what is God for us? Okay, what is our relationship with Him? If you want to take the mic, raise your hand and I give you the mic. That's why this room is all about. It is a conversation room. We are here to talk about this niche teaching and give guidance to humanity to realize that indeed God has sent all the religions of the world and now they are unified. We are a part of God. We were a part of God in the beginning. There is no separation between this creation and God as the spirit behind the creation. But somehow a part of that original balance went out of balance, and as the Bible clearly says, there was darkness, and the Spirit of God moved in that darkness. Therefore, in the beginning, some imbalance happened to the universe, and therefore God decided to help this darkness return to light and balance as it was before. Therefore, the whole purpose of creation is to guide it back to balance or Godhead or oneness. And God to us is a guidance who has been sending prophets with the clear revelations and fulfillment of the prophecies to guide man back to Godhead. Therefore, God to us is a guiding light. He is the creator. He is the being that is in sending the scriptures to guide man to return home. It is not an Islamic room. It is a room that has revealed or connected to the mission of Maitreya, and this is a revelation that includes Islam, but also it includes all other religions on earth, and it reveals that God has foretold that there is going to be 7 revelations on earth, and the 7 revelations are the mystical path, which includes Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis in Islam, and all other teaching that says know thyself to know God, or as Bible says, be still and know that I am God. The second step is Old Testament, the Hebrews, which clearly shows God has been trying to find a people as his community who accept God as king and his laws as the laws for the community. Therefore, after awakening of the spiritual forces and meditation, you try to create a community based on God's law and will. In order to do that, you have to sacrifice, and that is the message of Christ or Christianity. Christ taught that you have to sacrifice in order to create such a community, and he went to cross for his ideal. After you sacrifice for a while, of course, you might become attached to the result of your action, and you might fall, either become egoistical or discouraged. Therefore, the next step was brought by Islam. This is surrendering and submission to God. Surrendering means I surrender the result of my action to God, and submission means that I let God come through me. Therefore, I do not exist, only God exists. And that's the goal of the spirituality, to realize that God exists, you as ego do not. When I look at myself in the mirror, I look at the sky, I know that the mighty God created us. Great, great. So the next step is expansion of the mind, means to expand, realize that you are a part of the universe, just exactly what you said. You know, when you look at the sky and you say, yeah, God created me. And when I look through the microscope, an amoeba or a germ, I know that God created them too. Exactly. God created everything. So with these 5 steps, which include mystical path, Hebrews, Christianity, Islam, and Baha'is, you will become an elect, and that's what God has been talking about in all the scriptures, my elect. And we are looking for those who follow these paths, and not only this is the path, it also unifies our religion. So your question, if it's an Islamic room, Islam is included, but Islam is not the last revelation of God. as clearly explained in our teaching and in our website. If you go to website, you will see that many things have been explained clearly. And that, am I divine or not? That is what you have to find out. You have to recognize, and each person has to search, ask, knock, and understand that, is Maitreya divine? Is Maitreya is who he claimed to be? And okay, sure, okay, you were talking to divine. Okay, let's all concentrate on the teaching here, and let's not talk to each other, which brings the conversation away from the main focus, which is conversation with Maitreya. God is everything. God is the number two. Actually, there is numerical studies, and many mathematicians try to prove that God exists, and some of them say the exact figure. So yes, math and numbers and everything, could it be for in the future? I don't understand what you're trying to accomplish with this question, but if you have a question that you want to directly related to God and our teaching, go ahead and bring it up. To this understanding, teaching. You believe God can be three anyway, or she was. You worship not for God. God doesn't need your worship. You worship for yourself. When you worship, you direct your attention and intention from mundanity, from external world, from Maya, to the higher level of your being, and stop thinking about worldly things which human minds love to do, and occupy yourself with the mundanity. You direct your energy and thoughts to the higher things. That is what worshipping is for. So when you worship, you don't do it for God. God doesn't need our worship. God doesn't need our praise. He is self-content and one with himself. Therefore, you have to realize when we do worshipping or anything for God, we are really doing it for ourselves, not for God. And that's how the Eternal Divine Path and all rituals in the mission are for. To recognize and realize that this world is a temporary place. It is not the essence of God. Attachment to anything in this world will not lead you to the highest level of consciousness, but by understanding that God has been revealing all the truth and revelation to this point, and the goal of the life is to be or become divine by following the Eternal Divine Path. You have found the essence of the truth from God. What are our commitment toward God reminder? Our commitment to God is to recognize and realize that we are a part of God, to return home, understand His revelation, realizing that God indeed has been sending all this revelation to humanity, and now we are unified. Our commitment to God is recognizing that the goal of the life is to the divine going home back to Godhead. Therefore, you have to know thyself and follow eternal divine path. That is our commitment. Still, that commitment is not for God. It's for us, for ourselves. Then, after realizing that He is God, then what? Well, first of all, He is not God with a small g. We are God with a small g. God is God with a big G, because He's the Creator. Good. And after we realize that God exists and He has been sending all this revelation to humanity, then you ask yourself, why does He do that? Why does He create the universe? Why did He send all this revelation and prophets to man? What is the purpose and reason for it? Well, He has done this for a reason. Yeah, exactly, for a purpose. What is that purpose? What is that reason that God has been sending all this revelation to humanity? Then you realize that there is a reason for this creation. And what is that reason? That reason is clearly says in the very beginning of the Bible. There was darkness. There was something went wrong. There was chaos, exactly. And God moved and tried to guide this darkness back to equilibrium, to Godhead, return home. And it is then that His Spirit moved to that darkness. Reminder, do you think He will treat us all the same way after our death? No. Every person have karmas and many things they have done in their life. And when we die, we will be leaving our ego and going to a place that we are cleansed and shown our mistakes, and when we come back, we take our ego and karma and back to the body, and hopefully next lifetime we do better. The word God carries too many distractions. Why it carries so many distractions? No, God just isness. God is isness. Emo. Actually, if you study our teaching, in the beginning, God just was. Actually, according to our teaching, God just is. Put anything in front of is, and He become it. That's why God is everything. You probably talk about God as the dogmas that many religions follow. If you know our God that we teach here, He is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. He is fine, F-I-N-E, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Though His only real name cannot even be pronounced in this external world, because it's so subtle that the moment you pronounce it, it loses its subtlety and become corrupt. So, I probably agree with you if you're talking about the God of present religions on the world, on earth. They carry a lot of dogmas with God, and a lot of man-made ideas have been crept in their religion, and therefore, you know, their God is no God anymore. Their God is corrupt. So, if you really want to know God, know the God that we teach here, and He is the real God, He is the consciousness, and the creative forces in the universe, and therefore, it doesn't have any dogmas, it doesn't have any form, it doesn't have any name, it doesn't have anything that creates destruction as the other gods in their religions have. So where those who died as children will go to, hell or heaven?
Well, hell and heaven is not a place. Hell and heaven is in a state of consciousness. If a child is born and died, it doesn't mean this is his only lifetime. Probably he had some karmas and he has come back for a very short period of time to experience some experiences in this life, and then he leaves the body. Then he goes back to the consciousness that he came from, or he learned his lesson so fast he didn't need to stay around anymore. He either goes to heaven or Godhead, which is not a place really, in a state of consciousness, or he goes back and he will be born again somewhere else to continue his lessons to learn. So where does he go? He goes back where he is supposed to, and he comes back when and where he is supposed to. But isn't the being, it's just things. Good, yes, okay. Where are we going after death? We go back to the state of consciousness that we came from. If we have learned our lesson and we progress, we go a little higher. If we did not, then we will either go where we were, and hopefully we will not go any lower. Usually that doesn't happen. It rarely happens, but usually you progress a little in each lifetime, hopefully, and so you're going to go to a better place. Very good. No? Know yourself. Exactly. That is the first part of our teaching, Emo. Know thyself to know God. But that is not the end. That is the mystical path. Many mystical paths teach that is the end. Know thyself and that's it. You fall like a drop of water in the ocean of God, and that is the goal. But the scriptures clearly say that God will spew you out of his mouth. You have to return and help those that have not reached that faith as you have. And that's actually their legs. Their legs have reached to a point that they are not attached to this external world. They are here to help the rest to go to God. As he said, the first will be the last and the last will be the first. And as we help others to go to God faster and faster, eventually our time also will come and we also will go to God. Therefore, knowing thyself is the first step in the eternal divine path. Therefore, again, understand our teaching and see that you are correct. But what you say is the 1/7 of the truth, and there are 6 others that you have to add to that statement. Symbolically, there are places. Well, they are not really places, they are a state of consciousness. If anything has form, shape, taste, smell, and it appears to your senses, is not ultimate, it is not the essence, it is not the goal. If it is a place that you can see, you can feel, you can be, then it's not ultimate. It's just still made of some material, of subconsciousness, and therefore it is not the goal. The goal is to return to Godhead, return to equilibrium, return of a state of unexplainable Godhead. Therefore, it's not really a place. When you die, you don't go to a place, you go to a state of consciousness. And the ultimate state of consciousness, of course, is when you are beyond remembrance, beyond doing, and beyond knowingness. You just are. And whatever put in front of you, you become it. Some people say God is love. That just is. God is also destruction. God is also creator. God just is put is in front of him. He is that also. You think that after death we keep our personality? It depends what state you are at. If you are a realized God and reach pure consciousness, in pure consciousness there is no personality. Personality is the accumulation of many lifetimes of experiences and when your experience is no longer there, and you have gone beyond this world and experience, then you and God become one, and God character is includes every character in the universe. Indeed, God is the sum of all characters and manifestation. If a character is displayed with anyone, it is a part of God also. According to what? We go to hell or heaven, okay? I know what I would go to jail if I commit a crime or a felony. So how do I know when do I go to hell? Alright, well, you are comparing the external world and creation with internal world and spirit. It cannot be compared. You can compare them to a point, yes. You will suffer for sins and for committing things that are forbidden in this manifested world. You create karma, you create whatever you want to call it, sin. You can create, you know, burden on yourself, and you have to pay for them. Of course, the sin and karma and all those things are there for you to learn your lesson. If you learn your lesson, if you follow the laws of the universe, then you don't get any karma. You don't commit any crime. Therefore, you're not going to suffer. But it doesn't have to be a place in a state of consciousness. People who go crazy and have multi-personality or, you know, some psychological problem, they are not in a place where they are suffering. They are in hell. Actually many humans are in hell here and now. So everything is here and now. Either you are in heaven here and now, or you are hell here and now by not understanding God and His revelation. Therefore, it doesn't have to be a place. It doesn't have to be hell and heaven. Unless you say hell is the state of mind that is separated from God, and heaven is the state of mind or being is one with God. When you are one with God, you have the grace of God, you have oneness with God, you have understanding of God, you have the realization of God, and therefore you are in heaven. When you are separated from God, you are in Maya, and you will not receive the grace, you are cut from the grace, and you are in hell. Adam and Eve were in heaven when they were connected to God. God said, don't do this thing, they did it. And He just sent them out of heaven, cut the grace from them. First sense I've heard on it. Alright, Emo. Indeed, one of the things we are very proud of in this mission is it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. If you have a smallest sense and common sense, you will realize that this teaching makes a lot of sense, and you will find a lot of truth here. How come comparison is leading to use the logic? How come I don't understand your question, sheer energy. How come comparison is leading to use the logic? Can you elaborate on that? Karma in life, not in death. Okay. What you call this religion? Okay, this religion called the eternal divine path. It unifies all the religions of the world and explains how all of them have been sinned by God. And those who follow eternal divine path, they become divine. And therefore those who follow the teaching are called divines. Therefore, because they become divine and they are the elect of God. Therefore it's called eternal divine path and divine, you know, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path, and that, all that. So really the name can be the divine, eternal divine path. Do you believe all people need Jesus as the savior reminder? Yes, everybody who believes in Christ, of course his name never was Jesus, you have to realize that. If you understand that there is no J in Hebrew and Jesus is not really his name, I don't know if they really need Jesus, because he really never was on earth a man by that name. But if you're talking about Christ or Isa the Christ, who came 2,000 years ago, he was the Son of God, he came to release the grace. And everybody who believes that he came and he released the grace will receive his grace. You don't have to be a Christian, but understanding that he also was a part of God's revelation as was sent by God, and if you realize that, you indeed need him, because without Christ you will not receive the grace. So Christ is a part of our teaching. Without all the dogmas and many things that has been added to him, no teaching required. But nice to hear some sense instead of dogma. It's a shame you call this a religion. Well, you can call it religion if you want to, or you don't have to call it religion. You can call it the truth. It depends your definition of religion. If you mean a bunch of dogma put together and it's called religion, it is not. But if it is, you mean religion is a revelation by God which reveals the truth to humanity, then it is. So take your pick. If you want to know the truth, this is the truth. But if you mean religion like all other religion on earth, it is not. It actually purifies all other religion and throws away all the dogmas and clarifies the confusion between them. Therefore, I don't call it religion in that sense. We call it religion in the sense of the revelation foretold by God to come, and now it is. But probably religion carry a lot of other meanings with it, so you can say it is the truth. It is the revelation that has been prophesied to come, and God now has sent it to humanity. Therefore, if you want to know the truth, if you want to know how God foretold this will come, you have come to the right place. But if you have your own ideas of religion and you resist the truth of it, then you cannot find the truth. Let me see here, this telephone going on here. And you will go away with the wrong impression. So I don't want to give you wrong impression that it is a religion. Do you believe all people need to care? Okay, if he is everybody's savior, what is the mercy of God is for? And that is the mercy of God, because there is no separation between man and man and humanity. For God, everything is a part of him. And because everything is part of him, therefore his mercy is for everyone. And if you separate any part of the universe from any other part, you do not know God, then you are separating God from God. And that is, of course, not acceptable. Getting a bit this story, Will, you know, it's hard to get over the word God and Christ. Okay, which book are you reading, reminder, to realize what God recommends and what did he forbid? Okay, well, you can go to our website, and there is a scripture called The Holiest of the Holies. So, THOTH, the Last Testament, and it explains the plan of God, and it reveals some of the things that has been forbidden, but of course other scriptures clearly have come to humanity. There are a part of that new scriptures that I just told you, which is called the SS3, and there is 15 commandments and many other things that teaches you about some forbidden things. And all in our teaching and fasting, you will realize what is acceptable, what is not. Okay. Please, do you think God's mercy stopped and gone with Jesus' death? No. God's mercy was here from the very beginning, was at the time of Christ, and continued to this point. He never withdrew His grace for those who seek Him and want to be with Him. There was many great prophets before Christ came, and there were many prophets after Christ came. Okay, I guess what the drinking is allowed. No, you guess wrong. All those things that you say are not allowed. Drinking and alcohol, although it has some benefits in some situations, if it is overdone and used excessively, will lead to disease and delusion, and it creates an environment that you will not be sober, and therefore you will not be able to perceive the life exactly as it is. And this is you who are keep guessing these things and adding to our teaching. And abortion is a decision between two couples and should not be taken very lightly, and it should not become a political topic. It is between God and the couples together, and both couples have the right to that fetus, and they have to decide together what to do with it in a bond of marriage. Are you free to guess? No, you are not. You are free to guess, but and to act, but the result belongs to God. Therefore, you have freedom of choice, but you don't have the freedom of result. If you do what is forbidden, the result will be against you and you will pay for your discretion. But you feel free to choose God's way or man's way. But you are not the owner of the result of your action. You act, God gives the result. Alright, I guess it's getting to a point that it's getting too fast and really there's not much of to discuss. These are any books. And so if you have any good questions, raise your hands and come to the mic. The truth is that God exists. God has sent all this revelation. If you wanted to know the truth, it has been revealed to humanity. And no, it's just you keep going and asking questions. Are my questions bad? You know, it's just imagining if you don't, you're not that question. If you are injecting your opinions and ideas without knowing what our teachings are. That is why we always recommend you go first and know our teaching, and then you can come here and we can discuss it. What do you mean you said no books? Without so now you are contradicting yourself. Okay. Who said there is no book? There is a book called The Holiest of the Holies, though, the Last Testament. There has never been a prophet who came without bringing a revelation, and eventually put that revelation into a book, as like Prophet Muhammad brought Quran, Baha'u'llah Bab brought Bayan, and Old Testament came with the old prophets. Christ revealed the revelation, which became New Testament, and Krishna and other revealer of the truth in India have their own revelation and book. Therefore, now the book is revealed as the holiest of the holiest. There's nothing in books worth learning. Well, that is an opinion, Emo, and their learning in the books and the revelation of God in the scriptures are a part of the spiritual progress. You want to seek the truth, or you want to have your ideas or opinion, not according to God and His revelation. The laws of the marriage is the marriage between a man and a woman in the bond of marrying one another and become one and create wonderful children in the family environment, in the communities of light, which is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. All the verdicts listed there. Alright, well, what do you mean by verdict? Anyway, it's not a question, not in this book. You have to elaborate in your question here. You're just saying a very short sentence without elaborating what do you mean by your question. And it is very important for everybody who comes to this room first to go to website and then understand our teaching a little bit, look at though, read. Of course, if you think the truth is not in books, then you miss it greatly, because the revelation of God are in the books, are in the scriptures, and the scriptures are books. Go ahead, Ishvara.
I just would like to know a little bit more about the life. In our motto, I would say the goal of the life is to become divine. Could you explain to us what means life? When was created life? Before the question, at the same time, life has already been at the same time as the unique consciousness? I don't know. Please, could you tell me?
Okay, what is life? Life is energy. Without energy, there wouldn't be any life. And energy was and is and will be in the universe forever. Actually, it is funny, some people say life starts at the time of birth. Life was there even before the fetus was conceived. Life has always been there and will be there forever. Actually, there is nothing in this universe can be destroyed. The only thing you can do is convert from one level to another level. You cannot destroy energy. Energy can be converted from heat to mechanic to light to different states, but never can be destroyed. So does consciousness or human. When you die, even your body is not destroyed. Your body is degenerated and will become the basic element in the universe and will be used and recycled in the universe for other purposes. Just like the food, when you eat the food, it breaks down to the, you know, digestible, you know, elements, which be digested to the body and then is rebuilt to different parts of the body. So there is nothing that is destroyed in the universe. And if we realize that, then we realize we have been here and we will be here forever. And that is eternity. That is what is so hard for a lot of people to understand. What is eternity? And that is eternity. You never was destroyed. You have been here. You will be here forever. God just used the material in the universe to create whatever is in the universe. So life has been here and will be here forever. Life was here before creation, but it was in the state of equilibrium with the other forces in the universe. The consciousness and the three creative forces, they all were in the balanced state. That's why it wasn't manifested. It's not that life wasn't there, but it was not in the state that now is released in order to create his life as we know it. So that is the goal of that energy. The goal of that life is to become divine. How you become divine? By following the eternal divine path. By following our teaching. By understanding that you have to awaken your spiritual forces. That you have to realize that communist of light is where the great society of human will be created. In order to create such a society or communities, you have to sacrifice, you have to give up of yourself and surrender and submit to God's will for you and become a universalist. Shatter all narrowness of the mind and realize that you belong to the universe, you do not belong to a gender, to a nation, to a religion, to anything that narrows the mind of human, and therefore you can absolutely free yourself from any knowledge of the mind. And then you become a divine. That energy, that life form, that life has been given to you no longer is bound with the dogmas, with the knowledge of the mind, with selfishness, and with human will. It will be crowned with God's will. And God's will, of course, is to follow eternal divine path and to bring the kingdom of God on earth. If you realize that, then you indeed have realized God's way. And with this understanding, of course, you realize God in the greater way and the truth. Of course, if you don't understand those things, like this gentleman here yelling all these words without even knowing the truth and the will of God, then your energy will be very limited, and you refer yourself or connect yourself to one religion, one understanding, one culture. Many dogmas that has been imposed on you, and without knowing the truth to come here and say all these things that you don't even understand the meaning of it. And then such a person even doesn't know the true name of God. And then of course such a people will not be incarnated, will not be in the kingdom, because they do not open themselves to the word of God that clearly have come to this mission and humans. And that is unfortunate, and we have to be very sorry for such a people that do not open themselves to God's way. When the scripture clearly says there's going to be seven seals, seven revelations, seven truths, they do not understand and follow Christ and his teaching, they follow Paul, a false prophet, and therefore they do not understand who is God, who is devil, who is consciousness, what's heaven, what is hell, and what all these things mean and sent by God. And therefore we can see again, as I said, we are struggling against so many opposition and misunderstanding
in all levels of human existence, but the elect doesn't mind. The elect knows the truth. The elect understands that, yes, God indeed said that it's going to be seven revelation and seven truth coming to earth, and these revelation have come by God, and now it's fulfilled, and it's the end time. Those who oppose the prophet, opposing God indeed, and we are sorry for such a display of not wanting to know God's will. Therefore, the goal of the life, which has been here forever, is to return back home. Go back to Godhead. Go to that equilibrium. Bring the chaos. There's now in this text, if you look at it, there's a chaos. There's a darkness that is, you know, emanating from misunderstanding, dogmas, religion, narrowness of the mind, not knowing thyself. Everything in the eternal divine path is manifesting right now there. If you are have a slightest, you know, sense, you see, this is a chaos, you know. And only way this chaos can be stopped is understanding the real word of God and His revelation of the truth. And only way you can find that is the revelation by the seventh angel or the revealer of the seventh seal. If you don't know our teaching, you do not know. That's what God said. It will be a mystery until the seventh angel comes. And when the seventh angel comes, the mystery of God will be finished. And these things that these people are saying right there on text is the things that they have learned before the seventh angel comes. And now the seventh angel comes, they don't want to go and find and search and know. But that's okay. Our salvation is God and His revelation. Okay, it's a reminder, what you are teaching is not new. Okay, the reason you say that here is you don't understand our teaching. It is new, it has never been on earth, at least for the last 12,000 years. So you have to go to our website, go read the holies of the holies. The very base of our teaching that is that there are seven revelations is sent by God in last 2,000 years. The seven revelations have come to humanity in the form of religions from 6,000 years ago. The first revelation which comes to man is called the mystical path, which includes Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Saints in Christianity, Sufis in Islam. No, one word cannot summarize it. You have to study it, and there is no way you can understand God's revelation with one word. Okay? It is a 600-page revelation, and you have to put effort and understand this teaching. Can you tell me who is Abdul Baha? Abdul Baha was the son of Baha'u'llah, and he was the person who brought the teaching of Baha'u'llah to the West and actually made the Baha'i teaching to flourish in the West. And the text is going too fast, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to see all the question there. And he was supposed to be the person who would choose them, but Baha'u'llah to succeed him. And of course there was a struggle between him and his older brother of who should succeed Baha'u'llah. So So Abdul Baha is the interpreter of the teaching of Baha'u'llah, and he himself, of course, taught that there is going to be the seventh angel, and the final revelation will come later on. So even Abdul Baha himself have predicted of coming of this teaching and this revelation. So that is who Abdul Baha is. Okay, who can you tell me? Okay, it's over 6,000 pages. Okay, well, this is going very fast. I don't know what the questions are. If anybody sees a good question that I'm missing, please PM me and we answer those good questions that is related to the teaching or the religions that we follow here. Really, the idea of conversation was that you take the mic and we can talk together, not just talk so fast that it goes, you know, without answering them. Anyway, so the whole teaching is based on the seven revelation. In the revelation in the Bible, it clearly says that God is a mystery until the seventh angel comes. And in the chapter 10, verse 7, says that. Also later on, when the seventh angel comes, it says, it is done, it's finished. It is now finished with this revelation. This is the last revelation of God that is being prophesied to come at the end time, and we are at the end time. There is no doubt about that. Sheer energy, I just summarized it for you. Apparently you're not listening. So you should go to our website, read our teaching there in a more greater degree. It is not a revelation that can be summarized in one word as you requested. You have to put some effort in it and go there and study the teaching in order to understand it. Basically, there is seven revelation, seven religion on earth that have come to this point. There are the seven seals that has come, and now the seventh angel brought this revelation of the seven seals, and now it is done. This is supposed to be a missionary. Okay, well, this is all your question and all this objection you are having, Sheer Energy, is because you don't have that teaching. We are looking for elect. We are looking for the people who are willing to put effort to go study and understand our teachings and then come here and ask questions about the teaching. You're not doing that. You're just going on and on with this objection. You will gain your salvation. What will you gain? That is the gain. Every human will gain that by understanding our teaching. Yes, the reason is God said that is the way it's going to happen, and those who understand our teaching only will be saved. Those are the elect, and they will go to heaven, to God, to God consciousness, to Krishna consciousness. If you do not understand our teaching, you just will not understand God's plan. Because you are in the body, because you are in unit consciousness fallen from the grace. Not drinking doesn't mean you're going to be gaining salvation. So, all those things you are saying mean nothing. Many people do that. That is good. That is good that you kept yourself clean and pure and you don't do all those things. But just like a man who came to Christ said, I'll do all the commandments. What else should I do? He said, you know, drop everything and follow me. And he couldn't because he was very rich. And that is what exactly I'm telling you. You do those things, great.
Well, you really have to forgive yourself first before asking God for forgiveness. If, and those who have a problem to forgive themselves, of course they ask God's forgiveness. You need to follow eternal divine path, so what do I need more? You need to understand our teaching. If you have something to forgive yourself, forgive myself for what? If you don't have anything to forgive, then don't. You don't need to forgive. You are forgiven. And that means you don't have any sin, and you are free, and therefore you should be in the body. You should be one with God. Of course, if that is true and you are a sinless person, then you understand our teaching well, and you will come and join and help God's plan to be manifested. Therefore, you know, you still have to understand and go and realize what God has been trying. So what? Okay, you are a human. Everybody is human. But that doesn't mean, you know, that no, to follow is not wrong, Emo. To follow is what God said you have to do. You have a lot of own ideas. Some of them are good, and some of them is not based on the scripture. And if you understand the scriptures, you understand that you have to follow God's word, and God's word comes through the scriptures, through the prophet who fulfilled the prophecy and bring the word of God to you. You love your own words, and that is the destruction that is wrong, and that's not going to lead you to the higher consciousness. And if you follow God and His word, then you will have a good grip of the truth, and you will go back to Godhead. Therefore, this teaching that everybody has their own ways and path, and they don't need God and revelation and the scriptures, is based on human understanding, and therefore it leads to ego. Just like that, there is only me. Okay, there is only me. What are you going to do? Did you create the universe? Are you God? Did you create this universe? Okay, if you are Godhead, how did you create the universe and why? And can you create more? You know, that is what I mean. With that teaching you follow, that is where you fall. You think you are God and nobody else is God. And that is when your fall comes, and you greatly will fall into your ego. And ego is the destructive force that will bring destruction to you and those who believe on such a teaching. You didn't create the universe. God created the universe, and you are a speck, a very little speck of that universe, and therefore you are not God with the big G. You can be a God with a small G only, and only if you manifest God's quality, compassion, love, understanding, realization, following of the eternal divine path. This is ego that you sit there and say, I'm God. Just like, I'm God, but nobody else is. Everybody has that essence or that spark of God in them. And you have forgotten that other people also have that spark. You think you are the only person who has that spark. And that is big ego. That is absolutely destruction. That's absolutely separation from God. Unless you are in drug, or if you are not, later on you will feel miserable because you are so separated from God. And therefore, it is a sorry state. A lot of people are falling, and they think they are God, and they actually not even a part of God, because they have fallen to ego and destruction. And that is the sad state of realization. Of course, hopefully such people eventually hit the bottom and realize, yeah, everybody is God, everything is God. They are a part of God, but they have not realized to manifest God's compassion, God's love, God's understanding, God's quality. Therefore, they eventually realize, oh, okay, I have the potential to become God, I have the potential to manifest God's quality, but I'm not there yet. I have to become divine. Then they ask themselves, how can I really become God with a small g? How can I become divine? How can I realize God is everything and I'm part of Him and I become a part of His plan and will? And then you realize, oh yeah, my teacher was saying something about eternal divine path. What is that? And you may go to our website or read though and understand, oh okay, the only way to become a part of God is that I have to follow eternal divine path. I have to meditate, awaken up my spiritual forces, understand that God's will for me is to join the comings of light or create one, sacrifice in it, surrender and submit to the will of God and His laws, and become a universalist. Then I become an elect. I become a God with a small g, a part of the big God, and then I can see that divinity within everybody, that they also can become same as I am. And then I tell them Salom. I pay my salutation to the divinity which is God within you, and therefore I'm a part of a greater truth. Then you say, okay, now I understand I am a God with a small g, not even a big g. I never can become a God with a big g because He is the only one who has created the universe. And therefore, you realize our teaching and you will go away from this delusion of grandeur that I am God, I know everything. When God said in the scriptures, you do not know everything and you have to know greater truth to become one with God. That delusion, many people have fallen for it. Actually, I myself first heard God is everything and I am God. That was pretty gratifying that, oh, I am God. I forgot everybody else also is God. And then, of course, God's Spirit has been kind to me and He revealed to me very, very fast that, hey, everybody else is also God. They have the essence of God in them and therefore I can't be only God, you know. God is many, many people and are. Therefore, you have to recognize this illusion and come out of that destructive sphere and humble yourself, remember.
Maybe you misunderstand this matter. Yeah, I am God, I am part of God. We have to use this word because we all understand it, although I don't like it very much. Of course, I feel that I'm God. Only in the way that you're all God as well. I'm a drop in the ocean, but a drop, as soon as it touches the ocean, becomes the ocean itself, therefore I am God.
Yeah, we understand what you are saying, Emo. That's great, that's good. Yes, but God says more than that. That is the beginning of progress. That's good that you realize you're just a part of God and everybody else also is a part of God. That's good. But the way you were typing sounded like you were saying you are God with Fiji and you know, nobody else is. I'm glad that you recognize that everybody else is also God. But even in that, God clearly reveals that He will spew you out of His mouth. You know, when even you realize that, this is the point that we're trying to make here, that yes, a lot of people know a lot of truth, but God clearly says He is a mystery. Nobody really knows the truth until the seven angel comes. And now also you might know a lot. You have to know and understand our teaching and the way God sent this teaching to humanity, and further your understanding of God's plan and will. That is the whole point. If you understand you are a part of God, you're just in the beginning of the eternal divine path. You say God is love. God just is.
Emo.
If you put anything in front of him, it's because, yes, God is love. But he's not just love. He is everything else, every emotion, every understanding, every character, every trend of thought in the universe is God. Also, he says, you know, don't try to come to me without following the eternal divine path. I will spew you out of my mouth. I'll send you back and say, go back and help the rest of the universe to come to me. That is the point of this mission, that's the point of this conversation, to make everybody realize you're okay, what you have. Yes, what you say is the truth, but it's just a part of the whole truth. Okay? That is what's so unique about this teaching and mission, is that it expands you to a greater degree.
That's very elitist. Surely everybody has their own path. Their own path. Everybody's path is as individual as they are themselves. So to say we should follow one path is so wrong.
Okay. Well, that is the New Age teaching, Emo, and that is not correct. Yes, you have your individuality, but you are under the umbrella of overall plan of God. If you can see it, then you have a narrow view of God and understanding, and the New Agers so divided because everybody going all over the place without seeing the whole picture. You have only a part of the elephant, you cannot see the whole elephant, and this teaching is the whole elephant. Alright, so we reached the end of our conversation today. I hope all of you again go and understand this unique teaching and revelation of God and realize your part in it. Yes, you are each an individual, you are each called for a specific task and understanding, but also there is an umbrella that everybody is under it. If you understand that, then you see the uniqueness of each person. At the same time, the whole picture of God's will for humanity, and then we do not argue with you that you have some truth. We don't argue with anybody that who have some truth. What we are saying is your truth is a part of a greater truth. Realize that, understand this, and if you do that, then you will see clearly that we are not against you. We are not trying to put you down, we are not saying you are absolutely wrong, but you do not have the whole truth. Again, go to our website, study our teaching, come to our rooms, listen to the teaching, listen to the people here, and continue to see that we are not against you, but we have brought the whole picture, and in the whole picture, you are a part. Hello, everybody. See you next week.